I recall election day, 1932. It was a Sunday. I was 11 years old. I went with my mother to vote. She held me by the hand. On our way to the polling place at the Führerschule, we kept calling out, "A vote for Hitler is a vote for war." Various acquaintances along the way nodded encouragement. We stood outside the polling place, and I joined in chanting, "A vote for Hitler is a vote for war." A policeman came and told my mother and me to follow him. I felt my mother's hand trembling. She was terrified we'd have to pay a fine, because for working people, every mark was a lot of money. But the policeman only took us to another officer, and he gave us a warning. This police officer knew my mother. He was no friend of the Nazis. Shortly before Hitler's takeover, meeting hall battles took place in Munich. It was terrible for us, because my grandfather was a die-hard social democrat. It was important for him to go to meetings, because they were always being disrupted by the Nazis. We didn't like to see him go on his own, of course. So my father and his brothers went along to look after him. Twice the tavern meeting hall in Ramersdorf was completely taken apart. They ripped out chair legs and attacked each other with beer mugs. When the riot squad arrived, it was always the same story. They took away the leftists and let the SA man go. Once it was really bad. My mom and I were already in bed, scared because my pa and grandpa were at a meeting. Suddenly, we heard trampling feet in the street. My mother opened the front door quickly, and pa trundled in and up the stairs and laid himself in bed without even taking off his coat. The doorbell rang. "Someone just came in here," a voice said. "No," my mother replied. "No one came in. My husband's in bed. Take a look for yourself." Pa mumbled sleepily, yeah, what's going on?" Then they went away. There was constant talk of a night of the long knives. If the Nazis won the election, then heads would roll. It affected me terribly as a child. People didn't say Nazis then, but the Hitlers. I was so scared of the Hitlers that I used to check under the bed at night before getting in, just in case there was a Hitler there. In 1933, the Nazis came to power. My father used to make things, and he'd made us our own radio. Neighbors, friends, even relatives would visit to listen to our radio. In March 1933, on election day, they were all sitting there in our little kitchen in Abendtumstraße in Ramersdorf. I had the best place at the kitchen table. My father had laid out a big sheet of lined paper on which he'd written the major German cities and the different parties. My job was to fill in the election results. How many votes the SPD, the KPD, and so on, and the Nazis received. The mood was pretty grim. I remember my mother standing at the stove, making tea for the guests, then washing cups, tears dripping into the washing up water. She didn't say anything, she just cried. And the young men there were all sad and worried. Next came the fear. Who were they going to fetch next? All night long one was afraid, because they always came at 6 a.m. And then there was the fear of losing one's job. My father was a stoker at the Moffat power station. One day he said, "Next Friday, I'll know if I'm to be dismissed." Mom said to me, "Look out the window. If Daddy has a backpack when he comes round the corner, then he's been dismissed, because then he has his work things with him." So Pa came round the corner, and he had a backpack. He'd been dismissed, although he'd received his wages for 2 more weeks. "I've never had so much money on a table," Mom said. "I'll buy a goose." But the goose lasted the four of us an entire week. Around 1935, I kept pestering my mother and father to let me join the Hitler Youth, although as a child, I'd always been anti-Hitler. But the other children, all my girlfriends at school, were members. I thought there would be singing and dancing, lots of fun, storytelling and so on. Finally, my parents gave in. I went a few times, but I'd soon had enough. We didn't hike, we marched. But I found marching along in rank and file very distressing. Once, a leader came up to me, took my arm and said, "Don't hold your arm crooked like that. You have to move it like this." I didn't like that. I wasn't prepared to be told how I had to walk and move my arms. Marching along lockstep, I hated it. I skipped more and more meetings. On National Youth Day, a Saturday, you either had to spend the entire day with Hitler Youth or go to school. I chose school.